Okay. Merry Christmas. Anybody excited about Christmas?
Yeah.
Would you like to open up a couple presents tonight?
No,
I'm going to have to open them up. I don't want to.
Can we keep them?
I've learned some things over the years, and that's.
Can we keep them?
Let's see how you guys do in my children's sermon, all right? I want you to notice, remember this table, the first Sunday of Advent? What was on the table?
It was
empty. It was completely empty. And then the second Sunday?
There was something on it. It was Mary and Joseph.
Right. You wait. I'm going to ask you what that is. And then the next Sunday, what did we put up? An angel. Okay. And then what's last Sunday, what did we put up?
A shepherd.
A shepherd. You're right. A shepherd. And what's new about tonight?
The baby.
The baby. Do you know the name of the baby?
Jesus.
All right.
Jesus.
All right. Great. So, we're celebrating Christmas tonight. And so, I'm going to start to open this package. My wife wrapped it, and look how fancy. She put lights on it. Yeah. Amazing. Miss Wendy. There she is. I bet she's taking pictures. You met her the first day at church? Wow, was she nice to you? Good. You know it's Miss Wendy's birthday today?
Yes.
You believe that? How old is she? You don't ask. You don't ask that question. Why don't you ask? You talk to your mom and dad about that, all right? Okay, I'm done.
No, you're not.
What?
I'm lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. But what did I do? Did I finish unwrapping it?
No.
You mean when you get a present, you should make sure you unwrap it?
Yes.
All of it.
All of it, and then should you open it up, or should I just... Okay, get it. Well, I know, don't leave the box, right? So I hope Alicia's not mad at me, but I borrowed this box out of her paper closet. All right, so sit down, everybody. All right, so now, am I done?
Yeah, no.
What, so I unwrap it, but then I have to open it, is that right?
Yes.
So what about if God gives us a gift? If somebody gives you a gift, they spent a lot of time, didn't they?
And they're open it and give it to them. And
they should take it, right?
Yeah, take it and give it to the wrap it up and give it to Santa Claus.
That's all right. We're allowed different opinions here. All right. We're going to have three words. And they're going to make one message. But here's the first word.
Give.
Does anybody have any idea why I would say give for Christmas? Okay.
That God gave Jesus to earth.
Wow. You got a home run. Okay.
Jesus will give earth.
Say it again. I didn't hear it. Okay.
He gave a earth to a baby Jesus.
Jesus was a gift to us. And so what do we do at Christmas? Do we?
We give presents to people.
We give presents to each other.
Get presents to people.
Well, we get presents and we give presents to each other?
And also, the most important part is Jesus.
Wow. Okay, now I have a scripture on the back of this card.
Can you read it,
Zoe? Okay.
For God loved the world.
World.
So many that.
So much.
So much that he gave this holy son. God gave this. Son so that whatever begins in him,
believes in him, will not really die,
but will
really
live
for
ever.
All right. You knew it, because God so loved us so much that he gave his only son. So he gave, what did he give to us?
His son.
Okay, pay attention to me. So, do you know what two of the favorite colors are for Christmas?
Red and green.
That's right, Jane. What colors is that poinsettia right in front of you? Red and green. You know what? I never knew why red and green were connected with Christmas. Do you know why? Because when it says Jesus came, he came not just to live, but he came to die for us. The red actually stands for the blood of Jesus.
And the green stands for the good people.
And, well, the green stands for what he did. When he shed his blood, he gave us life forever. So when we die, we don't really die. We just go to be with the Lord and live with him forever. So this part, which kind of should be red, and the second part be green. I never knew. So can you hold that for a second? Okay. All right. Somebody want to reach in? Okay. You want to reach in and get this one out? Okay.
It says four.
Ah, okay. All right, everybody sit down. Yes, you can read the back. Okay. So, what's this word?
Four.
Okay. So, here's the scripture. Danny said it. You want to read it?
Give all your worries to him, Jesus, because he cares for you.
For he cares for you. So, this is for he cares for you. You know what I sense to do right now? I want you each to stand in front of me. And if you folks would join, you know, if these kids would get right tonight the fact that God cares for them, it can change their life. So I'm just going to, if you would just stand in front of me, I'm just going to say a quick prayer, okay? Your name's Jalen. Jalen, God cares for you. Danny, please pray with me. Let's just pray for an impartation. Danny, God cares for you. Okay, Samuel, God cares for you. Rachel, God cares for you. Okay, James, God cares for you. All right, Nayeli, God cares for you. Okay, Zoe, come on closer. God cares for you. Okay, Victoria. God cares for you. Okay. Hannah. God cares for you. Oh, Shiloh. Okay. Shiloh, God cares for you. Jane, God cares for you. Amen. All right, so God cares for us. And when we need help, you can all sit down now. When we need help, okay, we need, Danny, can you hold that for me? Okay, I think Jane, all right, what's this last word?
Can I read it? No,
I think Jane said that she could read it. What's this word?
Mess.
All right, and this is kind of Marty's Bible translation here. All right?
Read it.
Okay, well, no, Jane's going to read it.
Everyone messes up Romans 3:23.
All right. All right, say it again. It's pretty short.
Everyone messes up Romans 3:23.
Is that true? Everybody messes up?
Yay!
No! Can I tell you a time I got into trouble when I was a kid?
No.
But don't do this, all right? I'm not. Don't do what I did, because I got in trouble. It wasn't a good thing. But for some reason, one day I went into the cabinet where they have different medicines, and I put, I know it was pink, and I put all these different medicines all together. Was that a good thing to do?
No.
No way.
Were you trying to make a potion?
I think I was trying to make a potion. I thought, well, if you put all this in, if you put Pepto-Bismol in with Athletic's foot lotion, then no matter what problem you had, then you could just take my potion and you'd be fine. But my mom was not in agreement. So, but we all get into messes. That's what the Bible says. Everybody needs help because nobody's perfect. And so you know what the best gift that God gave us for Christmas?
What?
Jesus, but he brought us a very special gift. All right, let's see if we can put these three together and figure out what it is, okay? All right, where's the, okay, all right.
Gay.
You want to hold this? Okay, stand up, all right. Nayeli, sit down. Nayeli, you want to come on up here? All right, hold it so they can see the gift part. Okay, there you go. Okay, get right next to him.
Can I hold it?
All right.
It says gift or mess.
All right. No, who hasn't had a chance to do something?
Me.
Okay, come on. All right, thank you. All right, now you're going to have to hold it up over your head, all right? All right, so, can you put it right here? What is the message together?
Forgive.
Mess. Forgive. Say it fast. Forgive mess.
Forgive.
Oh, should that be an N instead of an M? Forgive. Ness. So what was the special gift that God gave us? Forgiveness. That's why he came and he died for us. All right. So please remember, why did he come? What gift did he want to give us? Jesus, and what gift did Jesus bring? Forgiveness. All right, we'll just go back and join your parents. Thank you. Oh, wait, you forgot I've got another box here, right? Should I just open it halfway? No, all the way? All right, I checked with the youth pastor if I could do this. And he said, open it all the way. So, we should completely unwrap the gift of forgiveness?
And
completely unwrap it? Okay. All right. Careful. All right. All right, candy.
Can we have one?
Yeah.
Yay!
But don't eat it now.
Why?
Because you'll get me in trouble. Just take a few. You can take some for friends and family. There you go. But don't eat it until your parents say it's okay. Or whoever brought you to church. All right. Wow.
I need one more for five.
Okay. There we go. Well, please forgive the mess here. I don't know about you, but the last couple years have been real tough. And when you think of Christmas, you don't usually think of forgiveness, do you? You think of joy or gift-giving, gathering as a family. But I just wonder if it wasn't important I talk a little bit about forgiveness tonight, because that's something we need to do. You know, the best gift you can receive this Christmas is forgiveness. And give that gift of forgiveness. There's nothing that you can get under the tree that's going to be better than a gift of receiving the forgiveness that Christ came to bring us. You know, it's interesting. We sang Hark the Angels Sing. And listen to these words from that hymn tonight. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. And then Sarah's going to sing up for us tonight, Mary, Did You Know? And one of the lines is, Mary, did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child you delivered will soon deliver you. And then we're going to end with Silent Night. Son of God's love, pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Now, I know that a lot of people here know Jesus. But I've been amazed that I've met a lot of people that say they know Jesus, but they don't fully know that they're forgiven. Do you fully know that you're forgiven? They understand intellectually the grace. But you know, when you think about Christmas giving, it's not really gifts like in the Bible sense. The Bible sense, a gift is something unearned and undeserved, isn't it? So the gift of forgiveness that Jesus gives us is unearned and undeserved. So we receive that gift. Do you know that you're fully forgiven? If you know that you're fully forgiven for whatever you've done, there should be a joy and peace in your life. And one of the ways I've discovered that people haven't received fully the gift of forgiveness is because they have a hard time forgiving. And it is hard to forgive until you receive fully the free gift of forgiveness in Christ. It's a free gift. It's unearned. It's undeserved. When do you stop forgiving other people? When you stop needing Christ to forgive you. We all need the forgiveness of God. It's a bridge we have to cross over. And the Lord says something very strong. He said, if you don't forgive others the way I've forgiven you, then you won't be forgiven. That's a pretty strong statement, isn't it? Is there anyone you need to forgive tonight? What a wonderful gift. And the gift is not just for that other person, it's mainly for you. Because when we don't forgive, we hurt ourselves more than we hurt anybody else. Receive and give the gift of forgiveness tonight. Fully unwrap. The kids were pretty upset, weren't they, when I didn't unwrap the whole present? I think God gets upset when we don't unwrap the full present of his forgiveness. How far did Jesus come? One of my favorite Christmas stories is about some missionaries in Africa, and the missionary was teaching the kids about we give gifts to each other for Christmas. And this one little boy walked a number of miles to go get the special shell for the missionary. And he brought it back. And the teacher, she realized, she said, you had to walk a long time to get this gift, didn't you? And do you know what the little boy said with his eyes bright? He said, long walk, part of gift. How far did Jesus come? From heaven to becoming a fertilized egg? Why? So we could receive the gift of forgiveness. That we could give that gift of forgiveness away. We love because he first loved us, and we forgive because he first forgave us. Nothing under your tree this Christmas than better than the gift of his forgiveness and forgiving one another. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right, well, we're going to continue now with this song, Mary, Did You Know? So, and then we're going to have communion.